Time now for Extension Today on WIFM. Extension Today presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. North Carolina Farm Bureau has been actively promoting farm and rural issues since 1936. Now, Extension Today with Danny Hall.
Welcome to Extension Today on 100.9 WIFM. I'm Danny Hall, and we're always pleased to welcome this gentleman to our program. He's Extension Agent with the Yadkin County Cooperative Extension Service, our friend Phil Rucker. Good morning, Phil.
Good morning, Danny.
Hope you're doing well today, my friend.
Yes, sir.
Well, it's a pleasure to talk to you as always, Phil, and always looking forward to it because I know you have a lot of great information. And today I want to talk to you about preparing livestock and pastures for cooler weather and beyond. And I know it seems odd to say cooler weather, but probably not that far away, is it?
No, fall's just right around the corner, and, you know, winter follows that really, really close.
Well, so what's been going on here during this summer period, Phil?
Well, it's been very inconsistent as far as moisture and also temperatures. We had a really wet spell for a while, then it turned off hot and dry, then it turned off wet again, and it's kind of confused the grass. It doesn't know whether to grow or do what. But the weeds, they know what to do.
Oh, absolutely. Well, as you sort of mentioned, it really has been kind of a roller coaster summer period here. A lot of rain for a while, no rain, then rain. And what effect does this inconsistent pattern of weather have on the pastures and the hayland, Phil?
Well, it can actually stunt the growth of the grass.
Okay.
So the nutrients are going to be inconsistent. You know, you may have some really tall areas and some short areas, and then you're going to have some areas that are growing really fast. Well, that's a lot of water in them, and a lot of the nutrients aren't there.
Mm-hmm.
And when you see all this grass, you're going to have producers who either want to go out there and make hay really quick,
right,
or else graze it really hard.
Mm-hmm.
And they may over harvest, and that sets the grass back even more.
Ooh. Sir, what are the pasture conditions now? The hay supply, what's the status on that as we head into the fall and winter months?
Well, these late rains have really helped out, but a lot of it is going to be your summer grasses,
mm-hmm,
which as soon as we have a frost, they're going to fall back. The fescue is starting to catch its second wind, so I think we'll be in good shape going into the fall.
Okay.
The weeds are there.
Yeah.
Now, when you hear the word weeds, oh, that's bad, that's bad. But there are some weeds that you don't want, but there are some weeds that actually livestock can eat.
Oh, okay.
And there's a lot of, you know, good stuff in them.
Oh, really? So there's nutrients that are good for livestock in some of the weeds then? That's
yes, sir.
Yeah, okay. Our guest is Phil Rucker. He's Extension Agent with the Yadkin County Cooperative Extension Service. Phil, let's talk about management practices livestock producers need to look to help prepare their livestock for the coming seasons.
Well, one thing we all need to do, it doesn't matter if it's horses, sheep, goats, cows, llamas, anything, look at their body condition score. See if they're fat. See if they're under condition. So they'll be at the right stage of conditioning going into the fall and winter, because mm-hmm, if they're a little skinny, it's really hard to add weight onto them to get them where they need to be when the weather turns colder, because they're going to use the fat on their body, their heat on their body, their energy to maintain, and instead of adding on. So it's kind of hard to get them back in condition once we get into the colder weather.
Okay, so you need to really pay attention and make sure you've got them where they need to be as you head into that weather.
Yes, sir. And one thing to do is to make sure that you have the overall health in line, any sort of parasite control, external flies, grubs, lice, as well as worms inside of them, because that can really affect them negatively on their health.
All that has an effect on them, yeah. Phil, let's talk about some management practices that would help these producers save money, which is always a good idea.
Well, everybody wants to save money. I guess it's because I'm with the government, but records.
Okay, yeah.
You really don't know where you've been, where you're going, what you're doing without knowing a lot of facts about your animals. So keep records about weeds, about what they're eating, who's calving, who's foaling. Just know what's going on out there on your farm so you can make accurate adjustments as needed.
Mm-hmm.
And as it was said earlier, the forages are going to be a little inconsistent as far as nutrients.
Mm-hmm.
So have your hay tested. It's $10 a sample.
Wow.
And you can send it off to the NCDA lab down at Raleigh. What you'll find out is how much protein you have in that hay, how much energy, the mineral content, and other things, so you'll know if you need to add supplemental feed, which is able to be expensive, or if that hay is going to meet their needs. And you can actually come up with a good balanced ration for your animals.
Accurate record keeping makes it easier for you to determine what you need to do going forward, doesn't it?
Yes, sir.
Phil, let's talk about some of the options that a producer has that they can implement to improve their pastures. First of all, in the short term, but also in the long term.
I'm going to hit a few of these, and then I want to hit just briefly on Florence.
Mm-hmm.
The hurricane is getting ready to maybe hit us.
Yeah.
We'll know here in a few days. But some things producers really need to do is soil test. You need to know what kind of nutrients are in the soil so you know what fertilizers to use, because a vehicle won't run very far if you use the wrong oil or the wrong gas.
Mm-hmm.
And our forages are the same thing. We've got to feed them the right thing for them to flourish and do what they're supposed to do. Grazing management and stocking rate. You really need to make sure you don't have more animals out there than you need, because then they're going to eat the grass down to nubs. And that grass is really hard to come back.
Yeah.
When there's not much leaf area.
Mm-hmm.
Come spring, you're going to wonder why the grass isn't growing. Well, it was set back so far. So first off, we're all grass farmers.
Yeah. Yes.
And we use our animals to market that grass. We really have to look after the forages.
Let's touch on a little bit about Florence. Maybe you do a little prognosticating or little ideas of what the producers need to have in mind if in fact the worst case scenario or bad scenario happens here.
Anytime we have a major storm such as Matthew or Fran or Hugo,
mm-hmm.
there's going to be a lot of wind damage. There's going to be maybe some flooding. It's going to be hard to get to your animals, even in the western part of the state.
Yeah.
And one thing we need to do is make sure we have enough feed for our animals, make sure we have all of our vehicles, tractors, everything fueled up, ready to go, have chainsaws on hand, just have a good disaster plan.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have access to the internet,
yeah,
you can go to www.ncagr.gov/disaster, and they have got a lot of plans and templates and ideas that everybody can use, whether you're a farmer or not.
It's really, I guess, kind of like preparing yourself at home. You need several days of the essentials and a plan on what to do when things go wrong. You sort of need that for your equipment and your animals as well, right?
Yeah, because if this storm hangs around for several days, it could drop a lot of rain.
Mm-hmm.
In areas that don't usually flood, you could see a lot of water, and you may have cattle that you aren't able to get to. You may have horses that need to be in the barn. Anyone who's out there calving or foaling or lambing, yeah, that's an issue if they're out their own pasture. So just need to take a good look at your operation, and I don't want to say be pessimistic,
yeah,
but be sure that you plan for the worst just in case it happens.
Be realistic, in other words.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Phil, great advice. People have questions about anything we talked about today or anything related to your field, they can call you where, sir?
They can phone me at the Yadkin Extension office, and that is 336-849-7908. I just want to throw out one other thing about the hurricane.
Yes.
We still have a lot of, like, cherry trees and red maples and potential toxic plants and trees out there.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have heavy winds and it knocks over some of these cherry trees and those leaves start to wilt, that's when they're at their very worst as far as being toxic. So we need to know what's out there. So when we ride around and look for these mm-hmm. down trees, we are able to get them out of harm's way before anything bad happens.
Keep them away from the animals, for sure.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Always something else to think about, isn't there, Phil?
If you're a farmer, there's never a moment you're not out there thinking.
This farming is a lot like work, I've noticed over the years.
Yes, sir.
Phil Rucker, Extension Agent with the Yadkin County Cooperative Extension Service. Thank you for joining us today. Always a pleasure to talk with you, my friend. I'm looking forward to the next time. Have a great rest of the day, sir.
Thank you, sir.
And folks, thank you for joining us for Extension Today right here on WIFM.
Extension Today on WIFM, presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. Join us again next time for Extension Today on WIFM.